Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, birth centenary, 1912, 2012. 100 years ago, on November 8, 1912, Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat was born into a pious family which had for countless generations farmed their land and labored hard in a remote village of Bihar, India. This is the land of Mithila, the birthplace of Sita, the consort of Sri Rama. That connection to the glorious life of Sri Rama, sung in the Ramacharitamanasa by the enlightened poet Saint Tulsidas, bound Bhagavat from his childhood to the spiritual lore of India and the realization of its ultimate truths. Mahatma Gandhi's Satyagraha movement was the first spark to ignite the fire of devotion, dedication, and dispassion in Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat. Even as a boy of 8, he was too serious about Gandhiji's mission to engage in play or to dissipate his time in anything other than study and service. His mother and older brothers noticed Bhagavat's keen interest in learning and decided that the family's resources should be channeled towards his formal education. No one had ever left his village for higher learning. At the age of 11, Bhagavat stepped out of his village on a life journey that crossed continents and ultimately dissolved him in the lotus feet of his master, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. In brief, this is the story of an inspired villager from India. The 12 years since his passing on April 10, 2000 have given us ample time to reflect on his legacy, what he has contributed to the welfare of mankind, and what we, the few who knew him personally, have gained by his friendship and guidance. His inner spiritual wealth wasn't destined to be recognized, nor was he to draw thousands of seekers to his master. Yet, the seed of Arunachala Ramana that he planted in the West and his untiring devotion, dedication and tapas have not been in vain. To inject hope and inspiration into future generations, he poured out the experiences from the depths of his heart in thousands of pages of prayer manuscripts that provide an unfailing testimony to the ever-present grace of his guru and God, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. Every atom and proton of my life is pulsating, heaving, hubbing, bursting, and dancing with self-awareness, and how I would like to resound and reverberate the land with the chanting and recitation of thy name. No sooner I close my eyes than I find myself absorbed in the holy hill of the beacon light, and there is not the least desire in me for anything but thee. Like an inebriated, intoxicated and drunken person, I find myself sunk in the ocean of Sri Sachidananda Ramana Bhagavan. His life was a living example to the few earnest devotees who joined him in his mission and who longed to immerse themselves in the experience of their essential nature, their true self. He was an embodiment of devotion, catapulted across the continents to plant a life-giving seed of liberation for future generations of seekers who long to experience the ultimate reality in their lives. On this, the 100th anniversary of his birth, we plan to remember and honor the gift that Bhagavan Ramana gave to us in the form of Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, our friend and guide on the path to freedom, the founder of Arunachala Ashram in America and Canada.